Hi, I'm Kate Smurfit, and welcome to my quite sarcastic news podcast. Today is January the 22nd, and we start a little bit later than usual because of my appearance this morning on BBC Radio 4 Women's Hour, which you can listen to online at Listen Again. We start today with finance, and George Bush has announced a financial rescue package to prevent the US from tipping into a recession. As usual, the thrust of the plan is to stop taxing rich people. Financial markets around the world reacted, going, Bush has noticed the economy and is doing something. Sell! 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 Interviewed about the crashing markets, one trader said, getting drunk won't help because there'll be more of the same tomorrow, ironically highlighting how those working on minimum wage for the companies he trades feel. Now crime in the case of John Hogan. This is the father who threw his young son off a hotel balcony before jumping off himself with his daughter. The son died, Hogan and his daughter miraculously survived. Yesterday, the defence told the court that the murder of the young boy was, wait for it, his mother's fault. Apparently, poor, innocent Mr. Hogan was suffering psychosis and schizophrenia and thought he was taking them to heaven. Now, can anyone explain to me if he thought he was taking them to heaven? Can that mean anything other than deliberately killing them? The defence also claimed that his wife shouldn't have told him that she was leaving him, and that she caused the incident due to her lack of emotional intelligence. Now, I can't help thinking that packing up and leaving a guy like this shows a great deal of emotional intelligence. Next, the defence accused her of insulting the accused's family. Apparently, she called them a family of death just because both his brothers have committed suicide, one of them after burning down the family home. And just when you would think it was about time to leave the poor bereaved woman alone, they accused her of sending flirty emails to an old school friend. Right, when did logging on to Friends Reunited constitute incitement to murder? Now, health, and a doctor who joked about putting leeches on a patient's genitals is to face a fitness to practice panel at the GMC. Now, I've been working as a comic for about 4 years now, but I'll be honest, I've still never heard that joke. Doctor, I'm here for my checkup. I'll put some leeches on your genitals then. Or maybe it's an Englishman, an Irishman and a Scotsman were putting leeches on their genitals. It is also alleged that the doctor in question formed an inappropriate emotional bond with the patient. You're right, because girls always go for a guy who jokes about putting leeches on their genitals. Have we entered some sort of wormhole here and ended up in a weird parallel universe? Now, entertainment, and the BBC reports that Amy Winehouse has taken some crack. Of course she's taken some crack. Look at her. Finally, the environment. Now, I've been told by a couple of listeners that I should do something about the floods. So I've got a jiffy cloth and I'm off to Yorkshire. Well, before I go, I'll tell you a little bit about the extreme weather. Daily Express had 5 pages on the subject today and magically managed not to mention climate change once. As well as the floods, some areas have had snowstorms. A student in Newcastle commented, "Why, aye, that's terrible. I've had to put a pair of socks on with my miniskirt and boob tube." Okay, maybe that was Liverpool. I don't think I can do a Geordie accent. Oh, well, that's all from me for today. I'll be back tomorrow. Until then, I'm Kate Smurfit. Thank you very much for listening.